What is going on, guys? Hello and welcome back to a special Thanksgiving edition of the GoingFor2.com NFL Sports Betting Show. Week 11 just concluded last night with the Rams and Chiefs, a fantastic shootout with an over-under of 105 points. It was a fantastic game, back and forth, both teams just on all cylinders. It was such a fun game to watch. Really, really hope that that's going to be the Super Bowl this year, but we'll see, man. The playoffs are still 7 weeks away, so excellent game last night, and it was an excellent week for us here at the show. We went light, but we had our $300 teaser. We had the Vikings plus 13, the Giants plus 8.5, and the Denver Broncos we picked to win outright, but we had them plus 17.5 in the tease. All of those picks hit for an easy $250, so that brings our total on the season to $6,515. So far, it has just been an incredible season for us. We've had 9 podcasts and 9 straight weeks of making a profit. Our worst week was in week 10. We only made $190, but still, that's nothing to shake a stick at. So we really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. You know, that's why we do this podcast, is to help you guys beat your bookie, make some money, and I think we've done a pretty good job so far on the season. So calling in from Maui, Hawaii, Ben Carey, the founder of Currency Kings. What's going on, Ben? How you doing, man?
It's going pretty good, man. Just enjoying some vacation time out in Maui, watching some of the basketball out for the Maui Invitational. It's been really fun, and got to meet a lot of cool fans from other teams. And yeah, it's been a great vacation so far. But excited to be back on the show and cover some NFL games.
Absolutely, man. That sounds like a great vacation to me. Just watching some hoops, chilling in Hawaii. We're almost in December now, so. But we have a ton of football to cover here. This is, of course, week 12 in the NFL. Week 11 has come and gone. How did week 11 go for you, though?
It went pretty good. There were a couple close games that I was on the wrong side of. The Vikings-Bears under I had, and I think there were a few points scored in the fourth quarter to hit the over on that one. So I really needed that one, but overall it went pretty good. Sounds like not as good as you, though.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at our picks, we had Minnesota plus 12, New York Giants plus 8.5, and then the last one was, of course, the Denver Broncos, your Broncos, plus 17.5, and they won outright. Other than the Broncos pick, like, betting on the Giants and the Vikings on the road, those are some risky picks. We were pretty lucky to get those ones out, because yeah, the Bears were up by 2 touchdowns and we would have lost that bet. But thank God for garbage time. They just played prevent defense and the Vikings lost by 5. But I should have just teased the Rams-Chiefs to under 50 points or whatever that was. That would have been an easy yeah, no-sweat teaser pick. So I went pretty risky.
Both the teams scored over 50 themselves. So.
Exactly. Yeah, the over-under at halftime was 46. So, I should have just thrown that one in there. I don't know what I was thinking. But, yeah, we cashed up to 50 last week. So, it sounds like you and me both had profitable weeks. So, we're going to keep it going in week 12 here.
Yeah, good call. I know we were both all over the Broncos game being a trap game. And I actually, you know, told a few people to throw some money on the money line just because of the Chargers, who they played versus the Broncos, and even though the Chargers coming in with a favorable record there. But, yeah, so good call on that one.
Absolutely. The Broncos, they're 4-6 now. They're not out of the playoffs yet, but they're like, I feel like they're way better than 4-6. Like, they've had some really good games against the Chiefs, and then they kind of blew that one. And then they play teams tough. They play teams really, really tough. I actually, to preview, I have them in one of my picks this week, so hopefully they can make us some more money, because we've made some money betting on the Broncos this year. They've been pretty solid team to bet on.
Yeah.
We are jumping into week 12 here, playing a little guess the lines with Ben Carey here. Just 2 bye weeks, 2 of my favorite teams to bet on, unfortunately, the Rams and Chiefs. They deserve a bye, though. They were running all over. It was a track meet on Monday night. They deserve a week off. It was a fantastic game on Monday night, so they deserve some time off. So just two teams on bye this week, and then, of course, you know, as much as we'd love to be the asshole on your couch with your family, betting on games and sitting on the edge of your seat sweating, we're not going to be talking about the Thanksgiving games. People who listen to my podcast, they know I just hate Thursday night football. The Bears played their game. It finished up at 10:30 Central Time on Sunday night, and then they have to play at noon on Thursday. It's just ridiculous. They basically are playing on 3 days rest, so that's unbelievable that they have to do that. So I'm not betting on any of these games. I really don't like the matchups. You got Colt McCoy, Chase Daniel in there. I'm not a fan of this slate for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be fun just to give the fam some attention and not have to be sweating watching the game, so it's a good call.
Yeah, for sure. I really don't like any of these matchups either. I think we're going to see quite a few blowouts on Thursday. So we are jumping into Week 12, the noon slate on Sunday. The first game we're going to be talking about, the Philadelphia Eagles at home, 4-6, taking on the Giants, who are coming off a couple nice wins. They're 3-7. Boy, oh boy, Ben, I don't think we've ever seen a team who won the Super Bowl in the previous year just get absolutely demolished the next year in a game like we saw against the Saints with the Eagles on Sunday. They were absolutely out of that game the entire game. They had no chance to win that game at any point, I felt. The Saints went for it on 4th-and-7, went up by like 30 points, and they got a touchdown out of it. The Eagles just looked demoralized, a terrible showing for them. They're 4-6 now, and the Cowboys kind of have a stranglehold on that division now. And then the Giants, they've been sort of the laughingstock of the NFL the first couple weeks, but they've won two games in a row here against some shitty teams, so maybe they could possibly make a late push. We'll see. So all that being said, it's Philly at home, defending Super Bowl champs. I said Eagles by 6.
I had Eagles around 5.5.
Vegas favors me in this one. It is Eagles by exactly 6 points in Vegas. Got that one right on the head. So Eagles by just, it looks like, almost a touchdown in this one. So let's dissect this game a bit. Ben, the Eagles are just in shambles right now. Their top four cornerbacks all out this week. They're basically relying on practice squad guys at very important positions. Their O-line is banged up. Carson Wentz looked super frustrated against the Saints, was not finding guys. Golden Tate hasn't been involved in the offense much. What do you think about this Eagles team? Are they fucked right now? I mean, what's up with them?
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised on their performance thus far. I thought a healthy Carson Wentz would put them in a good position to win that division, but, the Cowboys are in a good position now. You know, the winner of this, It'll be interesting because, you know, the Giants, they had a statement from Odell Beckham Jr. who said, hey, if we can win out, you know, we can, we have a shot to make the playoffs. And at the time, it sounded a little crazy, but, you know, they do have the talent, the Giants. I mean, they have one of the best running backs, I would say, in the league, even though he's a rookie with Saquon. And Odell Beckham Jr., he's a stud. They just haven't been able to get it together. But as far as the Eagles go, it is a surprise to me just to see how they perform thus far, and this is a really interesting game because I honestly can see the Giants winning this one straight up, as you mentioned, considering all the injuries they have on the defensive end.
Yeah, I haven't seen a team who won the Super Bowl in the prior year come out and lose a game as bad as we saw. I mean, they literally were hoisting the Super Bowl Lombardi Trophy like 9 months ago, and now they're getting blown out by the Saints by 45 points. I mean, it's embarrassing. So they're lost right now. And so I'm going to take advantage of that. They have four cornerbacks out. Carson Wentz looks terrible. The Giants have looked really good in recent weeks. They put up 28 points at half against the Buccaneers. So I am doing a small flyer here, $50 on Giants plus 6 in this one. I think the Giants win this game outright. I do not believe in the Eagles right now at all.
That's a good pick. I actually have the same. So just before we really dive into a lot of these games, I'm going to be doing three team teasers, and then I have two just regular spread picks. So one of my three-game teasers. I'm going to tease the Giants plus 16. I don't see them losing by more than even a touchdown, really. I just don't see how this leg of the teaser loses. And I actually, as well as you, is I'm going to pick the Giants plus 6 as well. I think they're in a really good spot, and I think over the course of the season, the Giants are trending upwards, whereas the Eagles are trending downwards. And in that situation, you got to go with the team that's trending upwards with the talent that the Giants have. So similar to you, I'm going to be putting $100 on the Giants plus 6. So good call on that. We're on the same page.
Yeah, for sure, man. I just the Giants, I actually think can. There is a roadmap for them to as terrible as their season has been so far, I think they honestly could possibly win this division. I know the Cowboys have looked really hot recently, but, you know, it's the Cowboys, and Jason Garrett is not a good coach. I don't know he can figure out a way to win this division. I mean, and again, the Eagles as well aren't out of it. I mean, this division is super close. All four teams in it could win it, so it's going to be interesting to see who wins division, but I think the Giants can win this game and can possibly win this division in 6 weeks.
And as far as the NFC East goes, the divisional games every year at the end of the season are just so tight. So, to your point, it's anyone's division, and as far as this game goes, it's going to be a close one. So, definitely like the Giants in the spot for sure.
Very true. The over-under is 46. Philadelphia, that sounds right on the money. Philly projected minus 250 for the money line. Giants plus 190 for their money line. So I don't necessarily believe the Giants. I don't believe in the Giants money line, but I definitely just plus 6, that's too many points. I mean, Philadelphia has been a train wreck the last several weeks. It's just they blew that game against the Cowboys at home, and then just got obliterated last week. So I like the Giants, and it sounds like you do too.
Yep.
Excellent. Glad we're on the same page there. The next game on the slate, oof, this is a brutal one. 2-3-7 teams matching up. The Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. So both teams 3-7. I mean, I don't know who I'm more shocked at, Ben. Who has three wins, the Jaguars right now or the Bills? Because the Bills were projected to win like one game. I mean, they were just awful with Peterman, and Josh Allen has also been terrible. I mean, the fact that they have three wins is pretty amazing. I mean, they destroyed the Jets last week. Matt Barkley came in, and of course, everybody had the Jets in a tease somewhere. And then I also had their over-under and lost that one, so The Buffalo Bills, I don't know what the fuck to think of them right now. I mean, they're at home, but Jacksonville obviously almost made the Super Bowl last year. I said Jaguars by 3.
I had Jaguars by 5.
Looks like Vegas again siding with me on this one. It is exactly Jacksonville by 3 in Vegas right now on the road. So Buffalo home dogs in this one. I really don't have much to say about this one. I mean, both teams, their Super Bowl, or not Super Bowl, but their playoff, both of these teams' playoff hopes are dead. I mean, Jacksonville cannot buy a win at this point. They have just been terrible the last several weeks. It's been a train wreck, and then Buffalo has never been a contender all season long. So I don't really want to talk about this game. Do you have any picks in this one?
No, I have nothing in this one. I won't be watching this one. And yeah, I guess I would lean towards the under of 37, and then maybe you could throw a under 47 in a teaser. But as far as my plays, nothing coming out of this one.
For sure. Just a couple clerical things. The over-under is pretty low, 37.5. Jacksonville, minus 180, and then Buffalo plus 120 for the victory. This is just both teams. The fact that one of these teams gets to four wins after this game is astounding. I mean, both teams have been terrible all season long. Terrible quarterback play on both sides. Just poor offensive showing for both teams this whole season. So not a game that I will be watching at all.
Yeah, me either.
The next game is a little better than the one we just talked about. We got the 5-5 Seattle Seahawks taking on the 6-4 Carolina Panthers. Panthers coming off a pretty brutal loss to the Lions last week. I mean, Graham Gano missed a field goal and an extra point, and then they go for two at the end to try and win it, and that failed miserably. So they dropped to 6-4 instead of 7-3. Seattle has been playing pretty well. I mean, they just came off a win against Green Bay. They're 5-5, possibly make it a wild card push here. It is in Carolina, so I said Panthers by 3.
I was right with you on that one. 3 as well for the Panthers.
We were very, very close, but Vegas given a slight more lean to the Panthers. It is Carolina by 3.5 points on Sunday. So this is an interesting one. I kind of wanted to throw Seattle in a tease at bumping them up to like plus 16. But, you know, I feel like Carolina's due for, like, a just, like, fuck you game at home. Like, we're the better team. Like, I just feel like Carolina's really, really good this year. And I know you've bet on Carolina quite a few times on the show. So do you think Carolina can win this game?
Yeah, this is going to be a close one. Seattle, I don't know. It's almost like I trust Seattle more with Russell Wilson than I do with Cam Newton and the Panthers. It's going to be a really good game. I'm excited to watch this one. I'm actually throwing in, for one of my teaser selections, I have the Seahawks plus 13.5 for the second leg of that first three-team teaser. I don't see any way that Seahawks get blown out in this one. They have a lot to play for. They've looked really good. The defense is actually stepping it up. You know, we thought the Legion of Boom was pretty much done for, but they've surprised me on defense, and overall they've surprised me. I'm surprised that they're still in a playoff picture at this time of the season. I didn't see that coming with all the pieces that they lost. So I actually like the Seahawks a lot in this one. So just to be safe, I'm gonna tease them to the plus 13.5.
Yeah, very good call there. I thought about it, but you know, I don't know. I feel like Carolina can. I don't believe in Seattle. They've played they get the fucking 49ers and Cardinals twice. Like, there's four wins right there. So I don't really know if I believe.
Yeah.
And if I believe in Seattle that much. So I mean, they're 5-5. That's fine, I guess. I don't know. I feel like Carolina can come out and really show them who's boss. So I'm going to avoid this game for the most part. The over-under is 48 points, which seems a little high. But, yeah, anything on the over-under there for you? I feel like that's too high. I feel like it should be, like, 45.
Yeah, it seems pretty high. I thought about playing the under, but I stayed away. But it's one that if you wanted to play, definitely lean with the under and that one. Two quick things I wanted to bring up. The Seahawks in their last 12 road games are 7-3-2 against the spread, as well as they played the Rams pretty close a couple weeks ago, so that makes me feel a little more comfortable in this one. But, you know, the Panthers do have a lot to play for, too, so that is one thing that does scare me as well, and it's in Carolina. So I guess that's the only part of this that scares me, and I could see myself losing, and that would be why, but ultimately, I think Seahawks keep it close, and I know a lot of some sharp bettors that are actually picking the Seahawks straight up or with the points, and with no teaser at 3.5, and they're pretty confident in that pick. So I feel comfortable in this one.
The next game on our slate, we have kind of an interesting one here. We have the 2-8 Oakland Raiders, who actually won a game last week against the Cardinals. I saw a lot of people on Twitter, and several buddies of mine bet on that game and were pissed because Oakland won, and of course I believe by the end of the week it was Arizona by 5. Why would anybody bet on the spread in this game? I don't understand that. That was never on my radar. Terrible game to bet, and it blew up in a lot of people's faces. Most people had the Cardinals because Oakland has been terrible. So that sucks. I mean, that's too bad because that's just a terrible, terrible game to bet on. I would never think of throwing any of those teams in a tease or anything. So, Oakland 2-8, taking on Baltimore, who is 5-5. A big storyline with them. I mean, Lamar Jackson, 27 carries last week, 111 yards. It was an impressive showing from him. I just, what are your thoughts on Jackson? Did you like what you saw on Sunday?
Yeah, I like him. The one thing you have to be concerned about is just if a guy like that stays healthy with the amount of carries he has. But he made a couple good throws, too, and I watched them throughout college, and obviously it's a way different game from college to the pros, but he was the guy I had my eye on, and I'm glad he got an opportunity, and I just don't know how many more years Flacco has.
Yeah, Ravens fans, I think just having Jackson in there is such a breath of fresh air for them. I mean, it's just Flacco's been bad for several years, and they just, it's time. I mean, there's no way Joe Flacco is on the Ravens next year. There's a 0% chance of that. So, I was excited to see Jackson. However, he is for a quarterback and for a mobile quarterback, he's not Cam Newton. He's not a big 6'5 guy. If they're giving him 20-plus carries a game, like, he's going to get hurt. I mean, it's just the fact of the matter. He is going to get just lit up as a runner. I mean, once you pass the line of scrimmage, you are no longer a quarterback. You're a running back, and the rules don't apply. So they're going to try and hit him hard. And that's the biggest thing I worry about with Jackson is that he's gonna get hurt, man. And especially if they're giving him 20-plus carries. So all that being said, it is in Baltimore. So I said Ravens by 9.5 points.
I had Ravens by 10.
You boxed me out on this one, Benny boy. It is Baltimore by 10.5. So almost 11 points there for the Ravens. It is an interesting game because, the Raiders coming off a win, they looked a little better. But Baltimore, they were able to sneak out that game against Cincinnati. So I like it. I like Baltimore this week a lot. I mean, I know their money line is pretty high, but I have them in a parlay with another team we'll talk about later. But I have the Ravens at minus 600 and a $1,000 parlay. And there's no way Oakland comes into Baltimore against that defense and wins this game. They've looked terrible all year. So anything you like in this one?
Yeah, so to complete the third leg of that three-team teaser, I have the Ravens at -5, so basically a pick 'em. I don't see the Ravens losing this one at home, as well as I actually am playing the Ravens and Raiders under 43 in this one. A couple of reasons why I like this one, I think, from the Raiders' standpoint. I know Raiders don't have the best defense, but I think they will have some time to prepare for what Jackson brings to the table. They'll be able to game plan. Not saying they're going to shut him down, but at least they'll be able to have a few days that they can watch some film on him. I don't think he'll have as good a day as he had last week, but I still think he's going to get touchdowns and run them all over the field. But I think that's enough for the Raiders just to hold them to maybe around 30 points, and I just don't see the Raiders scoring a lot. I think they'd be lucky to get 10 in this one. It's on the road. The Raiders don't really have that many offensive threats on that side of the ball. Yeah, so I think this is an easy win for the Ravens, and I think the under will hit in this one. So those are my two plays coming out of this one.
I like it. I like it a lot. I should mention I also have a $400 tease this week, and our first leg in that one is Baltimore plus 2.5. It's a 13-point tease. I got several games that I've got circled on the calendar here that I like. So Baltimore plus 2.5, they can lose by 2, and you still get the victory. Don't see that happening at all. A couple more points I wanted to make in this game. Oakland, their defense, man, like, there was a Josh Rosen had a pass to Christian Kirk. It was like a 59-yard touchdown. It was a short little screen pass, and an average NFL defense, that catch for Kirk is like 3 yards. It's like a 3-yard game. But for the Raiders, they are so bad that Christian Kirk, a screen pass from Rosen, turns into a 59-yard touchdown. Like, everybody just was not on that side of the ball. It was just embarrassing. I mean, that's what the Raiders are. They're terrible, man. I mean, the defense is awful. The offense has no weapons anymore. Ton of injuries. Doug Martin's their starting running back. So this team is just awful. I mean, there's no way that Oakland stops Lamar Jackson on Sunday. They're not scoring on their defense either. So that's the one point. It's just simple plays that should be like 2-3 yard gains turn into like 60-yard touchdowns, and that's not going to work against the Ravens. So that, and then one more thing about Jackson, you know, I watched the highlights of that game. It was literally like watching like a college offense. They just did a ton of run pass options. They did not have him throw a lot. Uh-huh. Gus Edwards, they needed a downhill runner like him to sort of make the RPOs work. But for some reason, the Bengals didn't have an answer for it. I mean, all they had to do was just like, it was just strange. I mean, it's literally a college offense, and I know you love college football. Like, what do you think about that? Is that sustainable? Can they win games against good teams?
Well, yeah, you can win games with that. It's just hard if you can get a linebacker, an outside linebacker who is pretty quick. That's the one thing that can, or really. Athletic DN can shut that down too, but yeah, I mean, that's the type of offense that a lot of defenses don't see. So it's similar in the college game when a team comes in with an option attack, and it's just so foreign from what you're used to. So yeah, I mean, I think it's sustainable. It's definitely different from what other teams are doing, but you know, if we look back like 20-30 years ago when the spread offense was implemented, you know, that was the same type of conversation where people said, nah, this isn't something that could be viable moving forward, and now look where we're at now, so you just never know.
Very good points. I worry about Jackson throwing the ball. He had one terrible, terrible rookie interception on Sunday. He was trying to force a play, and it did not go well. Yeah, I worry about him. I don't think he's that great throwing the football yet, so we'll give him some time. But he did win his debut, so yeah, I mean, you can't knock him too much. And then he gets an easy Raiders team this week. I like them in a tease and a money line. The next game on our slate, another pretty brutal one, the 2-8 San Francisco 49ers taking on the 3-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It is in Tampa Bay, so I said Buccaneers by 2.5.
I had Buccaneers by 1.5.
I actually boxed you out on this one. It is the Bucs by 3.5 at home with Jameis Winston starting in this one. A couple things I wanted to talk about with this game. The over-under is 55. It's the highest on the slate, so stack this game for daily fantasy, guys. And then the other thing is just the Buccaneers, man, they just look like fools around the NFL. Like, they start with Fitzpatrick, he does great, then starts to go back to Fitztragic. They throw Winston in there, he plays terrible. They go back to Fitzpatrick, he plays terrible, and now we're back at Winston. It's just been embarrassing. Like, I literally, when I saw that Fitzpatrick got benched the second time, I was like, there's no way. There's no way they can go back to Winston after you bench him again. It's just a catastrophe. It's super embarrassing. What are your thoughts?
It's been really messy. I gotta think that within the locker room, some of the players like Evans and some of those other guys are just at a loss for words. Like, oh, well, who's going to be our quarterback this week, you know? And that's never a good look for a team that's trying to win games. And obviously, this season's essentially a wash, and this is a game that I probably won't be watching any of. Yeah, I'm not sure what to expect in this one. Both defenses are pretty bad. I have no plays officially for me in this one.
For sure. Nick Mullins still starting for the 49ers in this one. So, yeah, I don't really know. The over-under is kind of confusing to me. I know both defenses are bad, but are we sure Nick Mullins can put up, like, 30 points? Because that's what they're expecting, basically. So, I don't know. I don't know about that one. I mean, he did it against the Raiders and Giants. And again, I mean, the Buccaneers are the worst defense in football. So, and then the Buccaneers, I don't know. This game is a weird one. I'm probably going to stay away as well. But, yeah, there's nothing that I want to tease or anything in this one. I have no idea who's going to win this one, quite honestly, because the Buccaneers just, I honestly just could not believe that. I could not believe that they went back to Winston. They basically were like, well, we made a mistake 3 times. Like, I just can't believe it. There's no way Dirk Cutter has a job at the end of the season here.
He may want to take a vacation to Maui as well after the season's done.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. All right, the next game on our slate, we have a divisional matchup here. Two AFC North teams, the Cleveland Browns, 3-6-1, taking on the Bengals, who are 5-5. Let's see, there are now, Ben, there are five teams who are tied for the last wild card spot in the AFC. There is Baltimore, then we have the Colts, and as well as the Bengals, and the Miami Dolphins as well. So four teams, actually. So that wild card spot is wide open. So Cincinnati at home, in need of a victory. They looked really good early on in the season, started off 3-1. It is at home, so I said Bengals by three.
We'll have Bengals 3.5.
Ah, Vegas, they're agreeing with me on this one. I've been doing pretty well this week. It is Bengals by exactly three at home. So let's talk about this game for a sec. The one storyline in this one, Ben, it's here, man. The Hugh Jackson revenge game, man. He's back. Cincinnati Bengals, he's working for them. Taking on his former team that he got fired from just several weeks ago. He's back, man. I can't wait. Hugh Jackson revenge game. We'll see what happens, man. But for me, this one is just a classic stay away. I don't know if you have any plays. Do you like anything in this one?
No, I don't. There is one play that I'm looking at in this one, and it's with the over-under, but it's not one of my official plays. But come maybe Saturday or Sunday morning, I might just throw maybe 20, 30 bucks on this one just to have some action. But the over-under is around 47, and I think this could be an under in this one. It's a divisional game. Both teams know each other well. Looks like around 60% of the public is going with the over, so I think that could be a play to look at. But officially for me at the moment, I don't have a play. And I don't have anything else, but that's something to consider if you want some action in this one.
For sure, for sure. As much as I like to throw a lot of games and have bets and several games to watch, I don't see anything in this one that I really like. But I don't know. I'm confused on the under, why the public is heavy on the over. I think both of these defenses have played relatively well as of late, and so I don't know why everybody's hopping on the over there. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm curious about that one, but it is what it is. I mean, I guess they feel the Bengals' defense, what, they gave up how many points to the Saints a week ago? Maybe that has something to do with it, but, I mean, the Browns' defense is still in the top half of the league, so I don't see how they're going to score over 50 in this one combined.
Yeah, for sure. Couldn't agree more. I mean, the Browns, they've been playing pretty well lately. I mean, they destroyed my tees last week. I had Atlanta +9, and Atlanta lost by like 18. So they've been coming on a little strong with Greg Williams. I mean, as long as Hugh Jackson's not there at the reins, they should be in better shape. So the next game on our slate, we have another divisional matchup, AFC East. We have the 7-3 Patriots taking on the 3-7 Jets. So several weeks ago, I told you, man, trap game of the week. It was the Titans beating and upsetting Patriots. Now, the Patriots had won like six straight. They had to drop one to someone. Tennessee was coming on strong. I really felt confident in that one. So they won us some money last week. But, you know, the problem I'm having with that one is I thought Tennessee would win by like a touchdown, maybe 10. Tennessee won 34-10 against the Patriots the other week. I mean, that is a blowout. That is a very, very head-scratching game to have a Titans team who basically was 4-5 come in and basically just shut the Patriots down. They only scored 10 points. So they really needed the bye. They had a bye last week. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But they're taking on the abysmal Jets. I said New England by 10.
I had the same as you, New England 10.
We are pretty close. Vegas says New England by 9, actually. So not a touchdown and a field goal, just a touchdown and a safety in this one is what they think. But, you know, I got to admit, Ben, a lot of people are just throwing New England in a parlay, throwing them in a tease. This isn't my trap game of the week, but I think the Jets can keep it close. They really play New England well. And New England looked terrible the other week. They just looked absolutely awful against the Titans. Only scored 10 points. So this is a road game. It is not in New England, so this has some trappiness to it. What do you think?
I agree. So the way I look at this one, if this was New England at home versus the Jets, I think the line would be closer to 14.5, and I would feel more comfortable betting that than 10 points on the road, especially considering the way that the Patriots play in Foxborough and coming off a loss too. I mean, that would be, you know, two things that match up. But yeah, this has a weird feeling to me. And like you mentioned, I think everyone is throwing them in a teaser or a parlay, but I just decided to save this one. I just have a weird feeling about it. It's on the road for the Patriots, and I don't think they're the Patriots of the last few years. I think they're, I don't want to say they're struggling, but they just look terrible against the Titans. So I am staying away in this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think most sports betting podcasts and articles out there are just going to have New England +3, +0 in a tease, but I can't, man. I can't do it. The loss against the Titans was a huge red flag. They just looked lost in that game. Only to score 10 points for the Patriots is shocking to me. So, you know, props to the Titans. They played really well, and a lot of people were giving me grief for picking the Titans in the in my trap game of the week over the Patriots, but, you know, I nailed that one right on the head. So I got nothing in this game. The over-under is 46. The money lines, of course, are ridiculous. Patriots -500, Jets +390 for the victory. So as much as I'd like to, I mean, it's the Jets. It is New England. I got a little bit of trappiness in this one. I don't want to play anything in this one.
Yeah, I mean, that Jets almost +400 almost looks attractive. You know, you could put down just a little something on that. I mean, you never know, but yeah, I'm not going to bet anything in this one, though.
The next game on our slate, this one will be the one I'll be watching for sure. I got a lot of money tied to this next team. We have the 2-8 Cardinals taking on the 7-3 Chargers. You and me, man, like we said earlier, trap game of the week. The Denver Broncos upset the Chargers, kicked a last-second field goal, and won that game. And like I said, man, there were three teams in the AFC who had won six straight. It was the Chargers, the Patriots, and the Texans have won seven straight. So, I mean, that is so unprecedented to win that many games in a row. They had to drop one, so very nice call for you and me taking Denver last week. In our trap game. So Denver get a nice upset win against the Chargers, drop them to 7-3. They're still the lock for the first wild card spot. So I said Chargers by 11 in this one.
I had Chargers 13.
Split the difference between you and me. Vegas says Los Angeles by 12 points in this one. So we were pretty close. So we split that one. But both of the parlays I have this week, $1,000 parlays, we have the Chargers in both of them at -600 as the main leg in that one, as well as the $400 tease, Chargers +1 in that one. So I have a lot of money tied to the Los Angeles Chargers this week. So if they lose, it's going to be a brutal week. I don't want to hear it. The Cardinals, they just lost to the freaking Raiders. I mean, there's no way. The Chargers need this one to get to eight games and get that lock up that first wild card spot. So it's at home for Los Angeles. Really see no reason that they lose this game. What do you think?
We're on the same page as, yeah, I have the Chargers -2 for my second three-game teaser for my first leg. So, yeah, I think my theory with this is last week the Chargers had, I don't call it exactly a wake-up call, but I think they'll be ready to go next week, this Sunday, at home again. And, of course, they lost to the Broncos at home, but I think they'll be focused, and there's no way they're going to drop two in a row. I think they're too talented to drop two in a row, and especially to the Cardinals. So I think they win. I think they win around 13, 14 points, so I would even consider them just the spread straight up, but I'm going to play it safe and throw them in the teaser, and I do not see them losing this game. No way.
Yep, for sure. Couldn't agree more. So both, I have a $2,000 tied in money line parlays this week. They are the main legs in both of them. So, and then I got Baltimore in one to win 375, and then another team we're going to be talking about in a minute to be the other leg. So, and then in the $400 tees, we have Baltimore plus 2.5 so far, Chargers plus 1, and then two more picks coming up later in the show. So I really like that one. Bosa's back. I mean, Phillip Rivers has been, if it wasn't for Breeze and Mahomes, he'd be up there as an MVP favorite. So, you know, I just, the Cardinals have been terrible this year, and Josh Rosen isn't going to go up against that defense and do anything, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would be, like I said, I'd be shocked if the Cardinals stole one on the road in LA. So definitely, this is probably one of my favorite teaser legs of the weekend, for sure.
The over-under in this one is 44.5, and then like we said, Chargers money line minus 600, and then Arizona plus 480 for the victory. So yeah, I love the Chargers this week. I have a lot of money tied to them, so go Bolts, man, go Bolts. We'll see. The next game on the slate, your team, the 4-6 Denver Broncos, hosting the 7-2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. Denver, of course, upset the aforementioned Chargers last week. And then Pittsburgh, really, really, really nice comeback victory against Jacksonville. They just could not put them away. And they got up to 7-2-1. So Pittsburgh, who started off 1-2-1, has basically won six straight. And they've just been on fire. So I said Pittsburgh by 6 on the road.
I had Pittsburgh by 3.5.
Yeah, this is a very poor guess for me, apparently. It is siding with you, Pittsburgh by 3 only on the road. So they're giving a lot of respect to Denver in this one. So let's dissect this game a bit.
Yeah.
Your team, I have in a tease here, and I am teasing the over-under of 47.5, bumping it up to under 60.5 points in this Denver-Pittsburgh game. I went through Denver's schedule, all 10 games they have played in this year. Can you guess what the highest over-under between the teams has been this year?
As far as the total at the end of the game?
Yep.
I want to say 55.
Very close. Very close guess, Ben. It is the Chiefs-Broncos game. The over-under was 53. No Broncos game has come close to 60 points this year, and it is in Denver, which I love. So Pittsburgh, I mean, it's a very, very tough environment to play in. I don't see any way this game gets anywhere close to 60 points. Denver's offense also has struggled recently. They really just, Case Keenum has been really, really bad. So,
man, I don't know. I don't think the offensive game plan and Keenum are essentially matching up. He's missed a lot of open throws too as well, and he just doesn't seem confident in the pocket. And yeah, I don't know. There's been plays too where it seems like we have a good play call, but then Case Keenum isn't on the same page with the wide receivers. So I don't know. There's a lot going on. I don't think it's just one factor that you could just put your finger on. I think it's a combination of things, but overall, yeah, it's been a struggle. But for this game, you know, first of all, I'm not surprised that the spread is only around 3.5 for the Steelers. You know, Mile High, it's a really tough place to play in. And the Broncos, their record, you know, shows that they're not a great team, but I think on paper they aren't bad. They have a really bad coach, in my opinion, and I think Vance Joseph will get fired at the end of this year, but I think in this one, the Broncos can keep it very close. I don't think they win ultimately, just the way the Pittsburgh Steelers have been playing, but I am actually throwing the Broncos into my second teaser, along with that Chargers minus 2.5. Broncos plus 13 is a play for me. I think they keep it close. I could see the Steelers winning maybe by a touchdown or 10 points, but I don't see them winning by more than two touchdowns in this one. So I'm going with the Broncos plus 13.
I that over under, man, is 47.5, which on paper just seems high. I mean, I don't think Pittsburgh on the road with Big Ben in Denver, I don't see that them putting up a lot of points. And then Denver has just really, their offense is one of the worst in the league, honestly. I think they only average about 19, 20 points a game. So I just don't see any way that this game gets to 60.5. So 61 is what you need to lose it. I really, no game has come close in any Denver Broncos game this year. The highest, like we said, was 53, and that was with the goddamn Chiefs offense. So probably my favorite, I really love my tees this week. I mean, that's probably my favorite play in the tees. I just see no way this game is a shootout, right?
Yeah, I don't see it either. I mean, it's going to be a ground and pound game, and the Broncos like to keep the ball on the ground too as well. So that's going to keep that clock running. And like I said, Mile High is a tough place to play. I don't have the stat in front of me, but I know there is a stat out there that opposing teams, I think, score on average, I think, 5 points less in Mile High versus other games on the road. So that's a very telling statistic right there. But yeah, I really like that underplay, because I just don't see this being a shootout, and I think it's a closer game. And ultimately, I think the final score is around like 20-23. So I think it even will not even come to 47 points. So love that pick.
The next game on our slate, we have the 5-5 Miami Dolphins taking on the 5-5 Colts. Ryan Tannehill is back for this game. No more Brock Star, Brock Lobster, the heist. Mr. Osweiler will be on the bench for this one. So we know that news now. All that considered, I said Indy by 7 points.
I had Indy by 7.5.
Vegas siding with me on this one. With the news of Osweiler being benched, it is Indy by a touchdown in this one. So I really like this game as well. The Colts, Andrew Luck has not been sacked in 5 straight games now. The Colts offensive line has been playing fantastic as of late. Their whole offensive, just the talent they have is really subpar. I mean, Marlon Mack, Pascal, Ryan Grant, I mean, Ebron's having a great year for them. Like, it's just been a strange team, and yet they've been really hot as of late, and I think it continues in this game. I mean, the only thing that Miami has is their defense. Their offense is really, really bad. Not a lot of playmakers on that side of the ball. Not sure how they're going to score a lot of points in this one, so I have the Colts in my moneyline parlay with the Chargers. 1,000 wins you 450. Really like the return on that one. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great pick. With this game, I don't really have anything. I was close to playing the Colts, either, you know, in a teaser, or I was thinking the spread, but I just ended up not going with them. But they were definitely in consideration this week. I think that's a great pick. They're at home too as well. The Dolphins offense, yeah, not a lot going on there. And I think Andrew Luck, he's progressed over the course of the year, and they're starting to get things clicking. So I think the Colts is definitely the play in this one.
For sure, man, for sure. I mean, the Dolphins, just their defense is pretty solid, but Luck's just not getting touched anymore. They're not sacking him. Quentin Nelson has been fantastic for them. Their whole offensive line has just been really, really great. No sacks in the last 5 games. So if they can't get to the quarterback, they're not stopping this team. There's just no way. And Tannehill is coming off an injury that just held him out for a month. I mean, he's going to be rusty on the road against a defense that isn't as bad as a lot of people think. So I really like the Colts in this one. This over-under is the second highest on the slate at 51. But it sounds like you're virtually just staying away in this one.
Yeah, staying away. There's just too many other games I like more than this one. But yeah, I definitely considered the Colts in a teaser, but yeah, ultimately just nothing in this one for me.
For sure, man, for sure. Our last game on the slate, the Sunday night game. We, of course, there is still not a line on the Houston-Tennessee game because of Mariota's questionable status for that one. So we're just going to stop here at the Sunday game with probably the best game on the slate, the Green Bay Packers The Vikings looked pretty lackluster there against the Bears. They almost blew that tease for me, so, and they lost outright, so I was pretty pissed on Sunday night. But Green Bay as well, blowing that game in Seattle, not going for it on 4th and 2. Mike McCarthy looks to be on his way out. I said Minnesota by 2.5.
I had Minnesota by 3.
You boxed me out on this one, my friend. It is Minnesota by 4 in Vegas right now. So a little more than a field goal in this one. Now, again, ending on this one, I like a lot. So far on the $400 tees, we have Chargers plus 1, Denver, Pittsburgh under 60.5, Baltimore plus 2.5, and to finish out the tees, Green Bay plus 17 in this one on the road. I've been doing it all season long, man. Green Bay, when they're down by 6, 7, 4 in the spread, I love bumping them up to plus 16 because Rodgers always keeps it close. It's always a close game with the Packers. So Green Bay plus 17 in this one is what I like.
Yeah, so I have Green Bay as well, but I am just going with the 10-pointer to finish off the second 3-team teaser I have, so that bumps the Packers up to 14, and I just don't see him losing by more than 2 touchdowns. So I also consider the Vikings at plus 6, but I like this just a little more. So to finish off that one, I have Packers plus 14.
Yep, and I did it several weeks ago when you were on, Ben, my happiness hedge. I am also doing that in this game. This is a huge game for the Vikings and the Packers. Basically, loser, I think, in this one is not in the playoffs. Even the Vikings, who are 5-4-1, if they drop the 5-5-1, they're on pace to win like 8 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if they drop one at home. Yeah, that's just from the confidence standpoint, losing to the Packers at home would be a tough one to swallow, and it would be tough to move forward after that.
For sure. So my last play in this one is $100 on Green Bay plus 4 on the road. I actually do think Green Bay wins this game. I think Rodgers is going to turn it on. It's the team that injured him in the stadium where he was injured. I think Green Bay actually wins this one, so that's my happiness hedge. I nailed it on the head several weeks ago when the New Orleans Saints came to town, so I think Green Bay wins this game in the end. So the Vikings offense is just, it's really, really one-dimensional. They really just only throw to Diggs, Thielen, Rudolph. I mean, they just cannot run the ball right now. I don't see the Vikings winning this game. I just think Rodgers is going to ball out and will this team to a victory. What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be a close one. We'll have to see. I mean, you know Aaron Rodgers is going to come out slinging the ball, and it just really comes down to the Vikings offense and what the Packers D can do. I think that side of the ball is going to determine the game in this one, so it'll be a really close game. I think ultimately, I actually like the Vikings. I think the Vikings will pull it out at home.
You know, that I really don't believe in the Vikings right now. They're just too one-dimensional. The defense has not looked great other than the cornerbacks. They just can't really get a lot of pressure, and Green Bay's offensive line is pretty good. So I think Green Bay does ultimately end up winning this one. And I have them just plus 4, so the Vikings can win, and I can still win the bet. So there's that little range there that I can sort of sneak it in there. So we'll see what happens on Sunday night. So thank you, Ben, as always, for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. You can follow him on Instagram at CurrencyKings. So to recap our picks, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll sum up everything. So the first 3-game teaser we have, we're going to be putting $120 on to win 100. We have the Seahawks plus 13.5, Giants plus 16, and then Ravens, essentially a pick 'em, so Ravens just have to win. The second 3-game teaser, same thing, 120 to win 100. We have the Packers plus 14, Chargers to win by minus 2, and then Broncos plus 13. And then we also have the Ravens and Raiders under 43 by itself, and bet $110 to win 100, and then you have the Giants by itself plus 6, and bet $110 to win 100. So four total picks for me. So those are the ones I'll be throwing out Sunday.
I really like all those. The one that I kind of am worried about is Denver plus 13. I mean, you saw Pittsburgh really smashed the shit out of the Panthers several weeks ago, but it is in Denver, the over-under. We expect it to be low, so, you know, I can get behind it, but that one I'd be a little worried about. Everything else I'm completely on board with that you got there, so that's...
And I'll say this real quick. I was at both these games, the Broncos-Chiefs at home for the Broncos, and they kept it close. I think they lost by a field goal, and then to the Rams was at home as well, and I think that was a 7-point loss. So we kept, you know, two really good teams within a touchdown. So that's another reason why I feel pretty comfortable with this pick.
For sure, man, for sure. So good luck to you, sir, on Sunday. To recap mine, we have a $1,000 teaser of the Chargers and Colts, wins you $450. Then another $1,000 on the Chargers and Ravens, wins you $375. Then a couple flyers, $100 on Green Bay plus +4, $50 on New York Giants plus +6, and then a $400 13-point teaser, Chargers plus +1, Denver Pittsburgh under 60.5, Green Bay plus +17, and the Baltimore Ravens plus +2.5 is what I got this week. Going heavy, like I said, I really like a lot of these matchups, a lot of games, and I went light last week and was able to cash, so... good luck to you, sir, and good luck to all the guys listening. We really appreciate it, so we'll see what happens on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, thanks again for having me on, and everyone listening. I do have a free Facebook group you can join. Just search Currency Kings and request to join. Matt just got in there, and there's some really good handicappers and bettors in that group, and they've helped, you know, me personally out a lot. There's people in that group from all over the nation, so they know a little more about some of their favorite teams and bring some good insight into the group. So, Matt, thanks once again for having me on, man.
Absolutely, man. Yep, I'm a member. Check it out on Facebook. I've seen a lot of big wins in that group already. Some guy won 5K, and they're killing it right now.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Well, we'll talk soon, and hopefully Sunday we'll be raining some dollars.
For sure, man. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
Yep. See ya.